KSL News Time now 6:39. It's time again for Triple Team Traffic. Much better day today, but Heather, some snow falling up north.
There is. Right now in the Salt Lake Valley, though, we're looking pretty good with no snowfall, and most of the roadways are fairly dry, especially your main flow, I-15 northbound. You shouldn't have too many problems from the point of the mountain to downtown, although I do still see some wet spots the closer you get into downtown Salt Lake. And we do have a crash on the 201 freeway eastbound at 5600 West. Even though salt trucks have gone through, if you just hit the shoulder or a little bit of ice patch, you're going to spin out, which is what these cars did, and they're off on the right shoulder. Eric Butler.
I-15 northbound right now, running without incidents in Utah County from Provost University Avenue to the point. That's 20 minutes of travel time. Heading using Redwood Road for Saratoga Springs or Eagle Mountain drivers, you're not going to have any problems there for the northbound side as you head up to Camp Williams. Len Thomas.
Getting on the road in Davis County, a few flakes falling. I-15, though, fairly light so far, but watch for those slick spots. Legacy Parkway moving well. Further north in Box Elder County, I-84 showing some slow areas toward the I-15 split near Tremont. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.